Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships 360 Degrees, coming to you on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on this show, my guest and I provide you with expert advice on how you can repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. And tonight's show picks up where last week's show left off. Last Thursday, we were looking at the reasons behind a 37% reduction in teen births in the United States over the past couple of decades. And tonight, Christian Henriquez, host of One Voice Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network, is tonight's expert guest. And we're going to be talking to him about the consequences of many teen births in this country, which has reached epidemic proportions. And I'm talking about absent father households. It's a problem that has led to a record number of incarcerations, substance abusers, school dropouts, and other negative consequences. And it's a pleasure to, you know, have you, Christian, on the program. Welcome to Relationships 360. I'm so glad that you are available to join us tonight to discuss this very important topic of absent father households.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. On the contrary, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
All right. And if you listeners want to call in and talk to Christian or myself throughout the program, you can give us a call at 714-409-0610. And if you missed it, that number's on the show's Blog Talk Radio page. And our crew has also posted it in the chat room, which, you know, we're having a little bit of difficulty, you know, trying to get open up to everybody right now. From what I understand, you need to update the latest version of Adobe Flash in order for it to work. If you're not able to get it open again, you can call us at 714-409-0610. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to weigh in on this very, very important topic. We're going to be talking about how to reverse the trend of absent father households in this country before it's too late. The numbers are climbing. They're staggering, especially in minority communities. So we're going to be talking about what's going on in this country and why there are so many fathers that aren't living under the same roof as their children. And when you call in, please click the raise hand icon so that I know, my staff knows that you want to talk and you're not just hanging out listening to the show by telephone. All right, so now that we got the housekeeping out of the way, Christian, tell us about your show, One Voice. When does it air and what kind of topics do you cover?
Well, One Voice Radio airs every first Wednesday of every month. I'm doing it monthly currently. The topics that I cover are pretty much current events. It's basically current events that are going on with in relation to Latinos as far as immigration, education, and things like the Dream Act, that sort of thing. Also, what I like to do on my show is give a little bit of a voice for some of the people out there in the community who are doing a lot of great things and they're not necessarily getting the attention that they deserve. That's one of the things that I try to do on my show. So it's not necessarily just current events or politics that are going on in the world at the time, but, you know, I like to put the spotlight on other people as well.
Yeah, I love the concept, definitely, and, you know, I definitely encourage listeners of this program to stop by on the first Wednesdays of every month and to check out your show, One Voice on Blog Talk Radio. And I look forward to, you know, listening to it myself starting in July. I have listened to a couple of your archive programs, but I would love to be a live listener of your program and maybe even call in and participate as well. You do accept phone calls?
Oh, yes, we do. Absolutely. I'll do you one better, Tiffany. I'll have you as my guest also on one of these topics one of these days, for sure.
All right. I'll definitely, I've accepted your invitation. Put me on your calendar. Just let me know what you would like to talk about. Okay. So, Christian, now that we've exchanged some pleasantries and I've gotten, you know, booked on your calendar, in addition to hosting your own radio show, you managed to overcome the odds of being raised by your mother without a father in the tough streets of South Central Los Angeles, and you moved on, you beat those odds, and you went on to manage several dental practices for three of the largest dental corporations in this country, and I know that you've moved on from that, and you're doing some big things right now. And you're also a very involved father of two boys, Xavier, who's 9 years old, Jose, who's five, and you're going to be having a little girl soon. So I want you to describe your relationship with your boys, and also wanted you to talk about the type of dad that you plan to be to your new baby girl. Are you going to raise them differently? Talk about what kind of relationship you have with your boys and then how you plan to raise your girl.
Okay, well, that's a very loaded topic as far as the raising my girl part, because it's going to be a new venture for me, so it's going to be very interesting to see how I manage that. But to answer your question, as far as my boys, I am, like you said, very active in their lives. I try to be there for them. Any event that they may have going on in school, I definitely try to be there for them. My mom, as you mentioned, raised me by herself. I had a single mom raising me along with my sister. She worked all the time, and hardly ever did she go to any event that I might have attended. My dad, I believe, he only showed up to one, if I can remember off the top of my head, whenever he decided to come around. Those kind of things, it stuck in my head, and I wanted to change that. Or not, I didn't want to make, not necessarily that my mom was making a mistake, but she understandably had to work and had to put food on the table. But I wanted to change that up, and whenever possible, I try to be there for my boys. As far as my boys, I mean, they understand that there's discipline in my house, and a lot of parents make a mistake, I believe, with trying to be the friend in the relationship. I'm not there to do that with my kids. I'm not there to be their friend. I'm there to be their parent.
Mm-hmm.
So
the name parent, exactly.
Right. Even though I have fun, I'm not like some bitter old dad, you know what I mean? I have fun with them. At the same time, they understand that there are boundaries that need to be followed, which my mother taught me that, discipline, and I try to instill that in my boys. And to answer your question, as far as my girl, I would like to think that I am going to treat all of them equally, realistically, being the fact that she is going to be a female. I might have to change it up a little bit, you know. I might have to have to approach things in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you do have her mother to help you out, so... a full
right.
family, so that's awesome. Definitely changing it up, setting a good example for, you know, our young children that are out there, and, you know, how family life should be. Definitely, you know, children do better, and statistics, you know, speak to this, that children perform better in school. They go on to have more productive lives, and, you know, more positive citizens when they are raised by both a mother and a father in the same household. And I know, of course, you know, there are lots of situations